Okay, we're going to open up the 12th parak of the Masechta. Exciting topic, Shiluach HaKein, the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. It represents all but two psukim in the Torah. Torah and Parshas Ki Seitzei, Ki Kari Kamsi Pola Fanecha. If you happen to come across a nest with birds, Baderech, you're on the way. Every word, by the way, is going to be darshan by the Gemara, so pay attention to every one of the words. We're not going to do it right now, but as we go through the parak, you'll see every word is going to be darshan. So, Baderech, you're on the way. B'choleitz o al ha'aretz, it's either in the tree, it's on the ground. Efrochim o beitzim, either they are chicks or they are eggs. V'ayim rovetzes al efrochim o la beitzim, and the mother is on top of them. Lo sikacha im al abanim. One is not allowed to take the mother in the face of her children. Shalech to shalech esayim. You're to send the mother bird away. V'es abanim tikal chalach, and then you're going to take the young for yourself, the children. L'man yitav lach, this will be good to you. V'arach to yamim, and you're going to have arichus yamim. Through the performance of this mitzvah. Many topics to discuss in the course of these two psukim. The parak covers it extensively. It's interesting. You have an entire parak of Gemara dedicated to two psukim, but that's not unusual. Many parakim and shas sometimes have no psukim. So the fact that we have two psukim, that's exciting. I'm going to open it up today. It's kind of a general introduction with a simple question and really no simple answer. So if you would like... The Mar Mekama sheet I have over here has, quote-unquote, one Rishon and a series of Achronim. Apparently, the Chasam Sofer is very popular on the topic of Shiluach HaKein. Whenever I hear Shir on the topic, which is not often, admittedly, so the Chasam Sofer is always quoted, so I get to quote the Chasam Sofer now as I'm saying Shir on this parak. That part's exciting. Also, I quote the Dvar Avram, right, the Talmud of the Vlajna Yeshiva. So the... So that is two achronim that are going to be discussing. What is the topic we're covering today? It's actually pretty straightforward, and it's unbelievable that this is not discussed in the Gemara. Let's say, for example, you come across a nest, and it's a perfect scenario in which there's an opportunity to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, but with one thing, however, notably absent, and that is you have no interest in the eggs and you have no interest in the chicks. You're just interested in doing the mitzvah of the Torah. Torah gives the mitzvah to send away the mother bird so that you can take the eggs and chicks for yourself. The Torah is actually pretty clear. But right now, I'd like to do the mitzvah, but I'm not really interested in the eggs. Here's what I'll do. What I'll do is I'll send away the mother bird, as per the instructions of the Torah. I will then pick the egg up, or if they're chicks, I'll pick the chicks up. And then what I will do is, very quickly, I'll put them right back down in the nest. And now I have fulfilled the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Is that correct or is that not correct? And so as we're going to be seeing over the course of the next couple of shirim, this is Chelek Aleph. This is one part. You can make two separate arguments in terms of whether or not you have fulfilled the mitzvah if you really have no interest in the eggs or in the chicks, and your only interest is to simply do the mitzvah. So the question on the table is actually very simple. If you have no interest in the eggs, if you have no interest in the chicks, and you just want to do the mitzvah, is there a mitzvah to be done or no? The mitzvah satara is only in a situation where you actually want the chicks or you actually want the eggs. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah. The other possibility, of course, is that there still is a mitzvah, even if I'm just lifting up the eggs or if I'm lifting up the chicks. Now, for those of you who have ever been involved in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, so you'll know that at least the few times that I've seen it, been involved in it, so you know, of course, that nobody's interested in the eggs and nobody's interested in the chicks. What is traditionally done is that you find the nest, you go over there, you pick the eggs up, you put them right back down again. What people don't know, by the way, and I may talk about it, but I'm not sure about that. What people don't know is that if you pick up the eggs and you put them back down in the nest again, you have forfeited any future person's opportunity to do the mitzvah. Because the eggs now are nikne, they are now been acquired. And once they've been acquired, it's no longer hefker, and so there's no longer a mitzvah opportunity. What people generally don't know, if you want multiple people to do the mitzvah, is that you have to pick the eggs up, you have to put them down, you have to be mafkir the eggs or the chicks. If you want somebody else, in fact, to do the mitzvah, have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. So it's very funny. This year in the high school, so there was a nest in the high school. And kids, you know, either because they thought it was cool or fun or simply because they wanted to do the mitzvah. And I could be down the kafschus. So they pick the eggs up, they put down again. I'm sure they had no idea about this detail about being mafker. And there's a discussion whether or not hefker has to be done in front of three. So So there is no chance that most people actually fulfill the mitzvah because there was no hefker that was done. And once you pick it up, that's you now made a kinyan, and it's simply that's it. The mitzvah is over. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so the biggest discussion that we're going to be having now is in fact there going to be a mitzvah of shiluach hakein if you're not really interested in the eggs, you're not really interested in the chicks. Now, what makes this funny is that there is no clear-cut discussion of this in the entire parak. There's an entire parak dedicated to this topic. Many halachas are going to be gone over in the course of Kuf Lamed Ches, Kuf Lamed Tes, all the way to the end of the parak, but there is simply, the Gemara does not spell this out. And so what we're going to be seeing over the course of today and probably Thursday, I'll do the second part of the shiur, is we're going to basically look at Rishonim and Achronim. Here, one Rishon today, in terms of whether or not we can deduce what would be, in fact, the scenario, or is there a mitzvah if I'm not really interested in the eggs or the chicks. So the first thing I'm going to show you is a Chidushei Haran that is addressing a Gemara. Now, in order to appreciate the Chidushei Haran, so I'm just going to go over the Gemara with you. The Gemara is talking about a scenario in which the bird in question, the mother bird in question, is now a murderer. And for those of you who have gone through Sanhedrin, so you know that when you have an animal who commits murder, so the animal's put to death. It's kind of interesting. The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin says it has to be done in front of a basin of Chav Gimel. You need a basin of 23 in order to try the animal. So, but anyway, Of Tar Shaharagas Nefesh. The Gemara is found on Kuf Lamed Ches, on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Ches. I'm just going to go through the Gemara so that we appreciate the comment of the Ran. So, Pater Mishiloach. So if the mother bird is in fact a murderer, so then there is no mitzvah of shiloach. My time, so the Gemara wants to know why is that. I'm a crush. Shalech to shalech esayim, but misha ata mitzvah l'shacho. Yes, it's ishi ata mitzvah l'shacho. El lavil abezdin. So the Gemara says, look, there's no mitzvah of shiloach over here because I can't just send away the mother bird. I have to bring the bird to Beis Din. Now the Gemara just clarifies the point. Hechi dami. Ida gamar dinai. So bar ketalahu. So if we're talking about where the bird already experienced gamar din, so then that means to say that after the gamar din, we go straight to execution. There's no way that the bird right now would be sitting on its nest if we already had a gamar din. Ela, delo gamar dinai. So the Gemara says we're talking about where there was no gamar din, meaning the bird now is being accused of murder. It hasn't been taken to court yet. And what we need to do is we need to take the bird to court. Aye, because we need to take the bird to the court, so therefore we can't send it away. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Ubay lasuy la bedina v'kiyuma be'viyarta arami kirbecha. So we have a mitzvah essay of ubiyarta arami kirbecha, and so therefore that's going to trump the mitzvah of shalech to shalech haseim. The adkan divrei ha-gemara, that is the Gemara that takes us to the top of Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. If you take a look at the Chidushei Haran, so he quotes another Rishon who asked the following question. V'kiyume be'viyata rami kerbecha v'yeshe hikshu. So there are those who ask. V'leisi aseh v'los aseh di'shiluch v'litche aseh di'ubiyarta. So what we have over here is the following tension. On one hand, there is a mitzvah to send away the mother bird. On the other hand, there is a mitzvah of, in this particular case, ubiyarta rami kerbecha. Should I send away the mother bird and fulfill the mitzvah of shiluch hakein? Or should I bring it to the basin and fulfill the mitzvah of biyarta rami kerbecha? So this Rishon that the Chidushei Haran quotes says, you know what? I know it's not the Gemara's conclusion, but why shouldn't the mitzvah of shiluch hakein trump the mitzvah of biyarta rami kerbecha? Consider that shiluch hakein is not just an essay, it's also a lav as well. So it's an essay coupled with a lav. And so therefore, shouldn't that trump the mitzvah of Uviyata Rami Kerbecha? This is a question that's asked by this particular Rishon. Vitirtsu, and it's the answer that we're interested in. The essay of Uviyata Adif Tfei. The mitzvah's essay of Uviyata is a stronger mitzvah's essay. Why? Mimnei shezeh al karcho mitzuvah alav levaro. Because when it comes to the mitzvah of Uviyata Rami Kerbecha, you literally have no choice in the matter. You must bring this bird to Beis Din. That is a mitzvah biyarta rakerbecha, we'll call a mitzvah chiyuvi. It's an absolute obligation. Ava shiluach, mi hava mitzvah hamutelas alav. But when it comes to the mitzvah of shiluach, there's not necessarily a mitzvah. Hare im lo ratza lika chabonim, pater melashaleach. Because if I don't want the chicks, or if I don't want the eggs, so mamish, there's no mitzvah. So this kind of essay writes this Rishon quoted by the Chidushei Haran. So this is not the kind of essay that it's going to be doche any other mitzvah because it's simply an optional essay and not a essay chiyuvi. Okay. Now it happens to be that after the Ran hears the question, here's the answer. So the Ran himself says, I don't even hear the question. The question doesn't even get off the ground. The Tamani. So I'll read the rest of the Ran, even though I'm really much more interested in what we went through, what we just went through. But as long as we're here, V'tamani da'afilo ase v'lo sa'ase lo dachi ase, v'ana namrina da'asi ase v'dachi lo sa'ase greida. Look, the Ran says, I don't even understand the kashya to begin with. When do we say essays doche? Essays doche lo sa'ase. The discussion of essay being doche another essay, meaning me'echi tesi that one essay should be stronger than another essay. And you want to tell me that over here it's coupled with a lav? That's wonderful. But when all said and done, it's an essay versus an essay. Nothing's going to take precedence over another. Ava essay di yitche essay ve'afilu de'olim di'ispe lav lo. One essay is going to trump another essay, even though that second essay has a lav accompanying with it. You want to call it olim? You want to call it a stronger essay? So the Ran says, I don't even think the question gets off the ground. So it's not, there's no precedence over one essay versus another. Fine. So the Ran didn't like the question to begin with. But what we're going to focus on right now is the answer that's given by this Maksha, which, by the way, the Ran wasn't bothered by the answer. The Ran seems to like the answer, which is that when it comes to the mitzvah Shiloh HaKein, it's just simply, it's a option. You don't have to do the mitzvah. For example, he wrote that if I don't want the chicks and I don't want the eggs, there's mamash, no mitzvah. Okay. So it's probably the clearest form of a Rishon that we're going to see in terms of stating clearly that if I don't want the chicks and I don't want the eggs, mamash, there's no mitzvah Shiloh HaKein. By the way, I think I was clear about this. Today we're just going to go over one side of the argument. Next time, we'll go over the other side. And we'll argue the other direction. But today we're just going to argue one side. Okay. The Chasam Sofer, as I pointed out, discusses this mitzvah extensively. And so this is a tshuva. And we're going to go through two rides of the Chasam Sofer. That if you don't want the chicks or if you don't want the eggs, there's mamish no mitzvah. And the first raya, it's a little bit complicated, a little bit intricate, but we could do it. Okay. The quote, he starts with the Gemara in Chul and Kuf Mem Aleph, Memai Mishalcha. So the Gemara over there asks the following question, how do you send away the bird? So Rav Huna Omer Biragleha, Perish Rashi, Afila Tashkanafe, Rak Raglah, Shlemos Mishalcha, Biragleha, Dai. So according to Rav Huna, even if you set it off, the Gemara says, if according to Rav Huna, if you set it off on foot. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi says a pshat over there. You'll see the Rashi inside next week. Mirza Hashem. Rashi over there says that what the Gemara means by that is that you clip the wings, the bird can't fly, but if I send it away where all it could do is just walk away, you fulfill the mitzvah of Shiloach. Rav Yehuda Amar be'agapeh atzrich mishiyak nafesh lemo shetuchel afroach. And according to Rav Yehuda, the only way you're mekayim the mitzvah is if it could fly off. So if you clip the wings, so then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay, machlokes amarayim. And what we just offered is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Amnam Rambam Piresh Rav Huna Amar b'raglah shetzarach l'tofsa b'raglah ule Rav Yehuda tzarach l'tofsa b'chnafeh l'shalcha. Rambam has different pshat in the Gemara altogether. According to the Rambam, pshat in the Gemara is that when you're grabbing the bird, which part do you need to grab the bird? Do you need to grab the bird at its feet? Or do you need to grab the bird at its wings? Nimsa l'Rambam enu dai im mafricha b'hekesha alaken shetifrach me'alah alatzarach l'tofsa u'l'shalcha. What's very clear from the Rambam is that if you want to do the mitzvah shiloach hakein, you must grab the bird. Now, once again, by the way, if we can just, for the people who want to fulfill the mitzvah shiloach hakein, and you want to fulfill the shita of the Rambam, so you got to get your hands dirty. You got to actually grab the bird. I'd venture to guess that most people, myself included, is not interested in that. But anyway, that is Shita's HaRambam. You got to grab the bird. Anyway, the Vitzarachin Sham B'Sof HaAmud Zil Terof HaKant Lizbev L'Kninu. Now, so let's take the Rambam Shita into consideration right now, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah Shiluach, you must actually handle the mother bird with your hands. There's a Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, towards the end of our parak, where the Gemara over there has a scenario in which somebody was asked to bang on the nest. Now, the Gemara over there gets a little bit intricate, and I don't want to go through the Gemara right now and all of its considerations. Now, but the Chasam Sofer is bothered. If I subscribe to Shita Sarambam, that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is with your hand, how did he understand the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about banging the nest in order to get the mother bird to move away? So hat tzarich lishloch biyadavka, according to the Rambam, you must send it away with your hand. But tzarich lamar hasam labay lekay mitzvah shiluach. Ah. So over there, what's very clear, and truth of the matter is that when you get to this Gemara, when you see the Gemara inside, you will have clarity on this, and you will see this point of the Chasam Sofer is very clear. The Gemara over there, oddly enough, has nothing to do with Shiluach HaKein. It has to do with other halachas and other considerations. Hilchos Yantav, Hilchos Kinyanim. You'll see the Gemara inside. But it has nothing to do with Shiluach HaKein. Ela liknos peri shavcho, v'yemizum anapatum l'shalech. Ela mishum sha'asa liknos abanim ba'o sha'im revetzes alayim. Akarchach tar HaKein lagbi'a ha'im v'lo v'shikayim b'zeh mitzvah Shiluach. To put it simply, it's Hilchos Kinyan. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Ela she'yemuta liknos abanim, kein tzarech lama l'das Rambam. Okay, anyway, what comes out from all this? You have a situation in which you have a mother bird. You have it resting on the chicks. Over there, the Gemara says, bang on the nest in order the mother bird goes away. What about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? Meaning, why are we ignoring the whole mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? So the Chasam Sofer says, in kein muchach didato zal, dein chiyav l'shaleach im ein arotz l'ikach habanim. So we have, seemingly, according to the Rambam, another raya, that if I'm not interested in the chicks and I'm not interested in the eggs, mamish, there is no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And that's why the Gemara over there had no problem with you doing all these activities with the nest. And meanwhile, right, Iker, we're talking in the parak of Shiluach HaKein, why aren't you doing the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? And so the Chasam Sofer says, you see, according to the Rambam, if I'm not interested in the chicks, I'm not interested in the eggs, mamish, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Okay. Raya number three. There's going to be four, by the way, this afternoon. Raya number three, also coming from the Chasam Sofer. Okay, this is further down in the Tshuva, so I put it as a new paragraph, so you just know. It's a little bit later on. Ulechor yesh raya me mishnasenu sof chulin uma mitzvah kalashi kiyasur amra Torah laman yitav lach. Last Mishnah in this paragraph we're going to see together. The Mishnah talks about what lessons can be learned from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. It's an easy mitzvah. It is a cheap mitzvah. Doesn't cost anything. The Mishnah says, "Umay mitzvah kalashi ki iser amar Torah liman yitav lach v'rach v'yamim kavachomer mitzvah chamur shebetorah." Okay, so this is an easy mitzvah, and the Torah promises arichas yamim. So imagine for the mitzvahs that are not so easy, for sure you're going to get arichas yamim. That is the Mishnah. The Chasam Sofer says, let's read this Mishnah really carefully. Ulechori yishmar me mishnah sena sof chulin ma mitzvah kalashi kisar amar Torah laman yitav lach. V'hashti yamart b'shlam ha'shlo itil ha'tor ha'chiv l'shalech ela im tzarech la'ofos v'im kein b'shiluach ha'im ha'velei hefzeh k'isr she'inu yachol ha'zakus min hefker k'ritzono. So Asi Shapir. So the Chasam Sofer says, again, let's work with our hanacha. There's only a mitzvah if I want the chicks. There's only a mitzvah if I want the eggs. Let's work with that hanacha. If that's our hanacha, so now the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Because what do I want right now? I want basically everything in that nest. What does the Torah tell me? Well, you can't have everything in the nest. You know what you're going to have to give up? You're going to have to give up the mother bird. Fine. That's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says you're giving up an Isar. Isar is a coin, right? It's a small denomination. That Mishnah means that even though you wanted everything, but you're going to have to give up something, i.e. what you're going to have to give up is an Isar. That's the mother. Aval. But the Chasam Sofer says, let's work with the other assumption. So, but let's say there's a mitzvah, even if I wanted nothing. Even all I wanted to do was just do the mitzvah. So the Chasam Sofer says, if that's our hanacha, so then how do you understand the Mishnah? Mishnah says you're going to lose an Isser? You're not losing anything. You didn't want anything. You didn't want the chicks. You didn't want the mother. You wanted nothing. You just wanted to do the mitzvah. Im kein, afilo hefzik iser leka. So you didn't lose anything. Now you didn't even lose an iser. Shareinu chafetz lo be'im v'lo be'banim. You didn't want the mother, you didn't want the offspring. V'im ishum hefzik zmano. Now you want to tell me, well, you know, time is money, and so I got to take time out of my day, and maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Shetzarech levatol memlachto me'elichu l'shalech. Im kein, my psika de'enu ela ki iser. Halo adahachi v'achi batu mishvakim. T'chi agav nechash lechi saran kiz beperek ela metzios right ein magin avram. The only way to understand the Mishnah, I mean, it's not the only way, but the simplest way to understand the Mishnah is that really you wanted all the contents of that nest, the mother and its chicks, and what the Torah says is you're going to have to make a small sacrifice, i.e., you can't take the mother. You got to send the mother bird away. But again, the hanacha seems to be that the only time there's a mitzvah, the only time there's a mitzvah is when you want the chicks or when you want the eggs. Okay. And that's raya number three. And now we get to raya number four.
What if you want the bird but not the eggs?
So if you want the bird and not the eggs, so that you take. In other words, you take the mother. The only time you send the mother bird away is when you want the chicks or the eggs. Okay. Okay. Raya number four comes from the Dvar Avram. Rav in Vilna, Talmud of the Valashna Yeshiva. So he notes also, again, same discussion. When is there a mitzvah shiluach hakein? He's going to argue there's only a mitzvah shiluach hakein when you want the chick or you want the eggs. But if you don't want the chicks and eggs, mamish no mitzvah. And he's going to argue it from a comment made by the Rashba. We're not going to go through the whole Dvar Avraham, but I'll section off the parts that I feel are going to be relevant for us. V'yesh la'ir od me'mashakas b'chufas ha'rashba. So the observation, which we all know, and that is sometimes you make a bracha on mitzvah, sometimes you don't make a bracha on mitzvah, then why should that be? Right? You give tzedakah. You don't make a bracha on tzedakah. Okay? Kibud av v'aim. You don't make a bracha. Okay? So there are a number of mitzvahs that say where there's no bracha. So the Rashba tries to give reasons why it is that certain mitzvahs do not get a bracha. V'zel shona. Now he's quoting the Rashba. V'chein ein mevarchen al kol mitzvah sheba mitoch avera. So you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that came about through an avera. Kigon hashavas egzela. V'chazaras aribis. Shalot zivan l'gzol kedei lahashiv. So of course you shouldn't steal, and if you steal, you have a mitzvah opportunity. But that, of course, is not the kind of mitzvah where the chachamim put a bracha on such a mitzvah. That mitzvah is coming out of an avera. It's born from an avera, and so therefore the chachamim didn't put a bracha on that. And then the Rashba continues, and he writes as follows: V'likach es ha'im kedei shenachzav v'nashalecha so v'al kayotze be'elu ad kan l'shono. And then the Rashba says, and also this explains why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. And listen carefully to the words of the Rashba: V'likach es ha'im. Let's say the following occurred. The following is that you took away the mother bird. You took away the mother bird, and at that point you realized, oh, that's not what I should have done. What I should have done is I should have returned the mother bird and send her the mother bird away. So under those circumstances where you took the mother bird, and then afterwards you reconsider and said, you know what, I really should send the mother bird away. So you do so. So this also is a mitzvah born from the Avera. Right? The Torah says, don't take the mother bird for yourself. The Torah says, Shalech to Shalech Asayim v'zamanim tikach lach. Sorry. Lo tikach ha'im al abanim. So the Torah says, don't take the mother bird away. So you did so. And now you want to make reparations on that which you did. So therefore, the Rashba writes, now that you're doing the mitzvah of shlichus, of sending it away, so this is a mitzvah born out of an avera, and that too does not require a bracha. Good. Adkan divrei ha-Rashba, that's the Rashba. Now hopefully you're wondering, as the Dvar Avram is about to articulate, okay, that's one example of shiluach hakein where you violated the avera, and now you're misaking the avera, but you know, you can enter into the scenario of shiluach hakein by just doing the mitzvah. Meaning, you take the mother bird and you send it away immediately. The Rashba is not really addressing that case, is he? And v'hinei tamze yafsik rak l'shiluach sh'achar avera, halav. V'lo l'shiluach demikara. So the only thing the Rashba is addressing is the version of the mitzvah where I violate the avera and then I did the mitzvah. But he's not addressing the basic mitzvah. So in a scenario where I'm actually going in there with the mindset of doing the mitzvah, so why shouldn't I make a bracha? Okay. Now, wonderful question by the Dvar Avram on the Rashba, and he goes on and he discusses extensively. He can turn, as we're now, I'm going to bypass a lengthy discussion where he gives one approach, he doesn't end up liking it, elavadai. So now you can turn to the other side, and it's on the first column, and it's halfway down. Right, it's the last two words in the line. Elavadai. The Bechol Gavni Mayra Harashpa. Benatal aim al Habanim Afsha Habanim Kayama Veravetz Salem Kedemikara. Vehave Mechayb Nami Afsha Vishiloch Mikara Afilo Below Avera Halav. The Rashba says, the Rashba is arguing that you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Shiloh Kain, not when you do it correctly, or not when you did it incorrectly and then repairing that which you did. In both cases, you want to make a bracha. V'im kein kasha, my tam lo yivarach bezal, ikar mitzvah sa shiluch demikara. So, but good. So, but the Rashba only addressed the scenario in which I did the aver, I took the mother bird for myself. I then reconsidered and said, you know what? Torah says not to do that. Torah says send away the mother bird. Okay. So on that, sending away the mother bird is a tikkun of the avera. Great. So on that, I'm not going to make a bracha. But what about the ikar case where I'm going to do the mitzvah? And writes the Dvar Avraham, V'lachei nir lamar, demishiluch demikara lohuk shal arashba klal, lama ino mevarech. As far as doing the ikar mitzvah, never bother the Rashba for a moment why there's no bracha. Lefi she'ino mitzvah chiyuvis, because when you enter into a scenario in which you see a nest with birds and chicks and a mother hovering over, it's obvious you're not going to make a bracha. Why? Because there's no mitzvah that you have to do. Shim eino rotza likach abanim eino mechuyi b'shiluach. Because if I don't want the eggs and I don't want the chicks, so then I don't have to do the mitzvah. Let's say it's stronger. There is no mitzvah. V'cholki I ein mevarchin. And any time you come across a mitzvah which is merely but optional, so then there's no bracha on such a mitzvah. Now you're wondering, what about shechita? The Dvar Avram points it out. V'had mevarchin al shechita afagav she'ena mitzvah chiyuvis shim lo yochel ein tzarich lishchot. Shechita is optional. You don't have to eat meat. I mean, I'd prefer, but you don't have to. So yeshlam mishum de bekachim havi esei chiyuvis lahachim mevarchin nami bechulin. Interesting line by the Dvar Avram. Well, you know, it's true. By chulin, it's optional. It's not obligatory. But by karbanos, it is obligatory. Which, by the way, if you can remember, going back, I quoted the Ramban earlier in the Zman. The Ramban says that the mitzvah of shechitas chulin is really a totsa'ah of the mitzvah of shechita of kachim. And he doesn't quote the Ramban over here, but this line of thinking goes well with that Ramban that we quoted earlier in the Zman. Anyway, let's quickly recap. Right now, we're going to be taking the side that if in the event that you do not want the eggs or you do not want the chicks, so under those circumstances, there simply is no mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein. This point is not discussed at all in the Mishnayos nor in the Gemara. The Gemara never clarifies whether there's such a scenario there would be a mitzvah. And so today, we're arguing one side of the coin. The side we're arguing right now is that mamish, there's no mitzvah if you're not interested in neither in the eggs nor the chicks. So, four rides that we went over this afternoon. One, the Chidush Aran, by the question of one Aseh should be trumping the other Aseh, the Aseh of Yatar Amikarbecha. So, let me say it the other way. The mitzvah of Shiluch, shouldn't that trump the mitzvah of Yatar Amikarbecha? That's the Yesh Shemaksha that the Aran quotes. And the answer that he gives is, no, it's not comparable. Yatar Amikarbecha, mitzvah chiyuvi. The mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein, optional, because you don't have to do the mitzvah. If you don't want the eggs, if you don't want the chicks, there's mamash no mitzvah. Okay, that's raya number one. Raya number two comes from the Chasam Sofer. Assuming we go with the Shita of the Rambam, the mitzvah has to be done with your hand. It's the only way that you could do the mitzvah, Shiloh HaKein. So there's a Gemara coming up at the end of the Perek talking about hitting the nest. And you're hitting the nest and you're doing so for other reasons. Kinyanim, Yantiv, for other reasons. Why isn't there a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein? So the Chasam Sofer says, if you subscribe to the Rambam, so the Chasam Sofer says, because we're going to work with our Nacha. If you're not interested in the chicks, if you're not interested in the eggs, so there's no mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein. It's really that simple. That's Raya number two. Raya number three. The Gemara at the end of this parak talks about the loss every time you do the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein. It's a small loss. You're going to lose an Isser, but that's all you're going to lose. So again, the Chasam Sofer says, if you're working with the Hanacha, that the only time there's a mitzvah is when you want all the contents of the nest, so then you understand the Mishnah. I'll take the chicks, I'll take the eggs, I'm going to have to lose the mother. Okay, that's it, just the loss of an Isser. But if you're going to assume that there's always going to be a mitzvah, even if I don't want the chicks or the eggs, so then the mamish is no loss whatsoever. Okay, that's raya number three. And finally, raya number four comes from the Dvar Avram, based on the comment of the Rashba. Rashba says that there is no bracha on the mitzvah Shiloh HaKein. The Rashba was only describing the scenario where first you did the avera of you took the mother for yourself, and then you want to be misaking that with the mitzvah of shalech to shalech. Shalech to Shalach. Under those circumstances, now you can, the Rashba says that's a mitzvah born out of an Avera. You're not going to make a bracha. Now, the Rashba didn't discuss the Iker mitzvah altogether. Meaning, what if I just want to do the mitzvah correctly? So why wouldn't I make a bracha? So the Dvar Avram's comment on that is because from the Rashba standpoint, the question never even got off the ground. The Iker mitzvah is not a chiyuv. The Iker mitzvah is just simply an option. Why is it an option? Because if I don't want the chicks and I don't want the eggs, there's mamish, no mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, so this is simply but an optional mitzvah, you don't make it the chacham and we're not misakin a bracha on an optional mitzvah. So that is the fourth raya. So far this afternoon, so four different rayas in terms of if I don't want the chicks and I don't want the eggs, mamish, there's no mitzvah of shiloh hakein. Next time we get together, we'll argue the other side.